The Gentleman and His Vowsmith by Rebecca Ide. Read by James Langton. For Sarah, my very own leaf, best friend and partner in crime, may our conversations be forever unhinged. Character List. House Monteris. Valentine Monteris, His Grace the Duke of Vale. Georgiana Monteris, Her Grace the Duchess of Vale. Lord Francis Monteris, the Duke's brother. Lord Nicholas Monteris, Earl Monteris, the Duke's son and heir. Master Everell, the Duke's cousin and vowsmith. Roer, valet of Lord Nicholas Monteris. Ambrose, valet of Lord Nicholas Monteris. Scylla, the Duchess's maid. Mrs. Podmarsh, housekeeper of Monteris Court. Castor, butler of Monteris Court. Avery, Lord Nicholas Monteris's echo. House Sorrel. Charles Sorrel, Marquess of Charborough. Lady Leif Sorrel, the Marquess's daughter. Lord Rickard Sorrel, the Marquess's brother. Lady Teresa Sorrel, Lord Rickard's second wife. Lady Millie Radley, Lord Rickard's daughter, and companion to Lady Leif Sorrel. Others. Master de Shiels Savair, vowsmith. Lady Lisbeth Pomerin, companion to Lady Leif Sorrel. Dr. Edwin Fanshawe, doctor employed for the lock-in. Rufus Gillingham, attending vowsmith in the employ of Lord Rickard Sorrel. Lady Caroline Wivenwood, Lord Rickard Sorrel's first wife, and Lady Millie Radley's mother. Martin, de Shiels Savair's valet. Chapter 1. Death is the only way to escape being a Monteris. Nick had been 5 when his father told him so, which was, if one thought about it, a bit messed up. When Nick was 8, he'd said love was nothing but a bargaining tool. At 11, he'd clarified it was a bargaining tool should someone love him, a weakness should he deign to love another. And at 15, that it was a weakness he could never indulge. Wine, on the other hand, was encouraged. Thank God. Nick downed his glass and returned it to the dresser with the rest of the antique glassware. A tarnished family crowded around their decanter. A decanter, he said, gesturing at the collection of charm-blown glass, inset with fine filigree feathers. The best parent one could have. That's depressing. He spun a grin upon the young man lying on the 4-poster bed, his shirt open at the neck and his hair tousled. Isn't it, though? But thankfully you're here to cheer me up. Is that even possible in this gloomy pile of a house? Every time I sneak in here it's like walking into a tomb. Except I am very far from dead. The young man levered himself onto an elbow, his crisp shirt out of place, against the fraying brocade bed covers. Oh, yes. Come here and prove it. Nick pushed himself off the dresser, sending the glassware family tinkling. From her cage beside them, his long-tailed echo clicked her beak in protest, and ruffled blue feathers edged in gold. Harsh, Avery. Nick pulled the embroidered cover over her cage. Papa is busy.
Papa, Papa is busy, she mimicked between trills. Avery, the young man said. A lovely name, although not after Avery Sarbarnet, I presume.
Then you presume wrong.
Brows rose.
I would have thought even a famous conjurer was beneath your touch, my lord.
Beneath my father's, certainly. But you see, I have more taste than snobbery.
Nick made a mock little bow and dropped onto the edge of the bed.
That my father has never complained means he thinks me unimaginative enough that I named my bird